This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tim Phillips, president of Americans for Prosperity. The group has been very active in getting grassroots Americans involved in voicing their opposition to some big government policies. Now AFP is also concerned about a new big government agency being proposed by the Obama administration, specifically called the Climate Service, which is designed to update people about the impact of global warming or climate change. And Tim, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be here. And how ironic that the president is putting forward this new global warming bureaucracy at a time when we're stuck with the worst snow conditions in modern history, certainly in the Washington, D.C. area anyway, I think along much of the East Coast.
It certainly is, and that's obviously a question as to the timing of this. But as far as the substance of this, so what exactly would this do, and why are you concerned about its creation?
It's frustrating for two reasons. One, it's brand new cost for more government programs. Now, what they're saying is they're going to take an existing agency and shift it over, but it's still taking taxpayer funds for this ideological pet project of the left, in this case, global warming, or as they like to call it now, climate change, now that the Earth has stopped warming in the last decade. And so we think it's a waste of taxpayer dollars, number one. And number two, it's pretty outrageous that they would put forward a new government bureaucracy to tell farmers supposedly about the dangers of climate change or global warming that are coming when the science clearly is not settled. I mean, how can these guys be giving advice and direction and, frankly, down the road, mandates and regulations in the name of global warming when the science is not remotely settled, as the scandal over ClimateGate proved in the United Kingdom with all these emails where the scientists were trying to hide data and explain why their findings were being contradicted by other scientists with this United Nations climate change panel that's been utterly discredited with their glacier research, which was proven not just to be wrong, Greg, but to have been ideological in nature, and they attempted to hide the fact that their studies were not legitimate on glacier melting in the Himalayas and in other parts of the world.
Do you think then that this is an ideological creation rather than one that's designed ostensibly for public service?
It certainly seems that when you look at the evidence, it would seem to be an ideological effort. It is. I mean, that's what much of the modern Al Gore environmental movement has become. I mean, look, in the 70s and 60s, the environmental movement did some good things, and I think it's good to acknowledge that. They helped make our drinking water safer. They helped make our air cleaner to breathe. But they've really been hijacked by Al Gore and others within their movement who, frankly, just want to change the way Americans and people around the world live for ideological reasons. They want to see people have a smaller carbon footprint because it makes government more powerful and has people kind of shoehorned into what their vision of an ideal life ought to be. And it is ideological. And it's arrogant and presumptuous for Al Gore and frankly for the president to stand up in front of the State of the Union during the State of the Union speech in front of Congress and say, hey, the science is settled, folks. Really? That's not what the evidence suggests. The evidence suggests there is clear evidence that in fact it's not settled, and that there's a genuinely healthy debate over whether or not man is contributing to any kind of global warming.
Tim, what do you hope bringing attention to this proposed service will do? Are you hoping to prevent it from actually becoming a reality through public opposition, or is it just mainly a public awareness effort here?
Former Senator Everett Dirksen used to say that politicians see the light when they feel the heat. And we just want to shine a light on silly and wastefully expensive ideological exercises from big government like this one. The president is putting forward a budget with a $1.6 trillion deficit, with American families and hurting and jobs being lost. He's putting forward another government bureaucracy that will eat up tax dollars we don't have to pursue an ideological agenda instead of one that is genuinely in the public good. And we want to make sure that these guys start feeling the heat for that. And the best way to do that is to make sure that people know what their government is doing. So we want to make sure they do. And Rasmussen has a brand new poll out, I think it's today, that says 75% of Americans are distrustful to some degree of their government and don't like what they're doing. And it's things like this that make them that way.
Tim, I'm sure people can find more information at your website. Go ahead and give that.
You bet. Americans for, F-O-R, prosperity.org. It's americansforprosperity.org. We have all the details on this and much else about your economic freedoms.
Well, let's hope Americans check that out. Those in the D.C. area will certainly have plenty of time to, given the weather forecast over the next couple days.
That's exactly right.
Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
Tim Phillips is president of Americans for Prosperity. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.